I want to say thank you to you.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank everybody.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for turning me on to such a groovy profession.
Ever since I was a little kid, I've wanted this.
Hello, gorgeous.
I know I have a little bit of time, so I'm going to rush.
Did I really earn this, or did I just wear y'all down?
Stars from across Hollywood giving their acceptance speeches. I think that's what that was in that montage before they get played off by the walk-off music at the Oscars. It's the Golden Globes, though, the first major award show of the season. Rafer Guzman is here, not with his reviews this week, but to talk about what's going on at the Golden Globes. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
So what's going to be the big headline at this first big award show of the season at the Golden Globes?
Well, I think the fact that it's the first big awards season show to come in the wake of all these sexual harassment allegations. And I think the real headline is going to be, who's wearing what, and not in the traditional sense. It's going to be the fact that so many people are wearing black as a show of solidarity with the Me Too movement and to protest sexual harassment in the entertainment industry. So, usually we're asking, who are you wearing? But I think, this time it's really going to take on a new importance.
Seth Meyers, late night comedian, is hosting, right? And he's promised not to shy away from politics.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as he always does that on his own show. He's an interesting choice, straight white male at this moment for the Golden Globes at this point.
Yeah.
But he does have a really good history of stepping into this stuff, and I think it's good that he's going to brave the waters, so to speak. It's a sensitive subject, but I mean, everywhere you look at this awards ceremony, there's going to be some kind of pitfall and some kind of open sore, I guess you'd say, at this ceremony.
Well, let's go into the comedy category. And I go right to comedy because one of the big hit breakout movies of the year has been assigned to the comedy category. I'm talking about Get Out from director Jordan Peele, a massive hit, and rightfully so. Let's go back. I love this movie. Here's a clip.
So how long has this been going on, this thing? How long?
4 months.
4 months?
Mm. 5 months, actually.
She's right. I'm wrong.
Attaboy. Better get used to saying that.
Please. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. She's right. I'm wrong.
Rafer, a clip from Get Out, Bradley Whitford and the other stars of that movie there.
Yeah.
Get Out's been assigned to the comedy category, a little bit controversial. Is it a comedy? Is it a horror movie? Not that there is a horror category per se.
Right. I mean, this is one of these strange things about the Golden Globes, that they divide categories into drama and then the comedy musical category, which was a way to try to spread the love a little bit and give some attention to the kinds of movies that don't usually get the top awards. And here they've fallen into kind of a pitfall because all of a sudden people feel like, wait, here's this landmark movie in black cinema. Jordan Peele, first, black director to have a $100 million debut. This is this big moment, and you're classifying his film as a comedy. I don't think that was really the intention. And, by the way, that's part of Universal's decision to put that movie in that category. It's just that I think the movie doesn't exactly qualify as a quote-unquote drama because you have these kind of artificial categories. I think the real interesting question will be, does this movie make it to the Best Picture category? With 10, by the way, at the Oscars, mm-hmm. Will it make it to the Best Picture category? That, I think, will be a much more meaningful moment.
Sure. And for me, even more meaningful than that, what category you're assigned to or what award, how many people are going to see it? Go see it. Go see it. It's just an instant classic American film. It's great. Rafer, a minute before we let you go, other movies, other actors, actresses we're going to be watching out for at the Golden Globes.
If you want my pick, I think Shape of Water is really going to be the one to watch for, the horror movie, also sort of a horror movie, monster movie romance, I guess you'd call it, from Guillermo del Toro. I think Frances McDormand will probably win for Best Actress in Three Billboards, but it'll be very interesting to see whether or not Get Out wins that award for Best Comedy or Musical and what that speech will be like. It'll be very interesting.
People will be looking toward that film. People will also be looking toward Lady Bird, potentially as a comedy win, also assigned to the comedy category. It's the Golden Globes. It's the first big awards. Rafer's already looking towards the Oscars. That's the big night for him. Rafer Guzman, film critic with Newsday. Thanks, Rafer.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a
lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.